When I started, it was, first of all, staff, it was 39 hours, I think. The works was on about 41. And we used to start half an hour later in the morning, big advantage. And get away about half hour before the main works. In the end, they near enough worked at the same time, you know.
What sort of jobs would have been staff, and what sort of jobs would have...
All the manual jobs or works jobs. Hmm. Even people like toolmakers, all the fitters, all machinists, fitters, everything were all. And the work staff were like clock clerks and things like that, you know, progress officers. And they were still staff, but they worked times. All the clerical were considered staff jobs. All the works were works jobs. You were paid, well, literally hourly. You only had to be a minute late, you lose 5 minutes money when I started.
Did you ever go on strike?
Oh, only about just after we came back, where there was a big argument in the firm about the low salaries paid to the design staff and engineering staff. I went out a couple of days and the firm decided we were right. Because our rates of pay back in early 50s were far less than Bristol's for a start. Thinking of other railway, Gloucester's and Saunders Row. We had very low rates of pay. And the main argument from the management was, well, it's lovely countryside round here, out in the country. But anyway, we did get equality of pay in the end, without too much. When we threatened to walk out completely, I think it was Mr. Wheeldon was the managing director then. Yeah, he was. And he conceded it,